It's 1930 UTC. Guess what I'm doing? That's right, I'm looking right at a marmot. I've come to OPPD today. And get out of my car, start walking. And look, over here in the grass, it's Mr. Mutty. Hi, Mutty! And now he's looking at me. Oh, and he does not feel threatened because he just keeps going back to chomping on his yummy snacks in the grass. Oh, let's see. Is this one of our babies or is this an adult? Well, that's probably one of our babies from this spring. He doesn't look all that big. Oh, and he's having a good time. He's just going hippity-hopping around. All right, so that's a win. Well, now I'm walking up Marmot Alley, so I might as well walk over here and check in these holes to see if any marmots will stick their faces out to see what's going on. And we approach the first hole. Hey, is there any mutties in there? I don't see any mutties in the hole. I'll check the other hole that's right next to it. And do we get any mutties back here? Well, apparently not. So, yeah, let's just walk up here and see what else we can find. What am I doing? This is the Dubious Goals Committee. You already knew that, but in case anybody's listening who didn't know that, I have to say it anyway. And my name... Well, my name is Tobe. Not super important, but maybe you wanted to know anyway. Alright, we've got some questionable conditions here. What was that? Oh, it's a baby bun. Hi, baby bun! Something just went zipping through the underbrush. And it was a baby bun. Oh, it's kind of a nice day. It's 80 degrees, which would be tolerable. But the humidity is also about 80 degrees. So let's get out of the sun. I'm walking into the forest here. And crossing over the first of many footbridges. Well, last night I got to see something that I haven't seen in at least a year, and that would be Cheyenne Cinnamon, a show that, well, it's really only the pilot. They made a pilot of a show for Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. They didn't pick it up, and so all they have is 11 minutes. And I've seen it before, but I haven't seen it in a long time. And yes, it was humorous. I find it to be humorous. And then, speaking of last night, or more accurately, this morning, I had the weirdest dream. I don't remember much of it, but somehow I managed to get my hands on a couple of small bottles of crystal methamphetamine rocks. Now, that in itself is kind of weird because I'm not a meth guy. And not only did I acquire these two bottles somehow, people knew that I had them, and meth heads were like after me somehow. Okay, it's a dream, it gets weirder. And here's the really weird part. I thought to myself in my dream, well, I can't be carrying these two little bottles around. People will see them, know that I have meth, because I don't know, somehow in my dream these were readily recognizable meth bottles. And so I put them in a shoebox so I could carry them around. And I don't know why I needed to carry them around, to get rid of them or something. But somehow this was a magic shoebox. And so when I put the bottles in the shoebox and then put the lid on the shoebox, I took the lid off the shoebox, and now instead of two bottles, I had four. And I thought, wow, I have a magic shoebox. And then in my dream I realized, oh my God, I could make a lot of money off this, you know, if I could move it, but I don't know anybody who buys crystal meth. And then I realized, well, if I've got this magic box, now I pretty much have an infinite supply. And that made things weird. And then I realized, well, yeah, no, I could never sell that amount. You know, now I've got so much that it devalues itself just because you could never sell it. Supply and demand, right? I got such a big supply, the price goes down. Down enough, and when you have an infinite supply, you now have a worthless product or a free product, because the value goes down infinitely. So, in my dream, I'm freaking out, and people started chasing me because they know I've now got it. And so I'm running away from meth heads, and I'm throwing bottles of meth at them. Whenever I see anybody, just run around. And shortly after that, I woke up. Man, that made no sense whatsoever. It was very bizarre. And then when I woke up, I rolled over and I looked at the TV because I left it on. And I left it on TCM. And guess who's looking right back at me? That's right. None other than George Hamilton, the extra crispy colonel. I thought, oh, brother. You know, it's George Hamilton, like, age 25, too, right? So that was wacky. But at least I kind of slept. Oh, here's some mushrooms over here by this log. Well, these are nice. I don't immediately recognize them. Bet they're not all that fancy or anything. Just some medium-sized brown mushrooms. So, what do we take away from all this? Cheyenne cinnamon plus meth plus George Hamilton. I don't know. I just don't know what to tell you. I'm wearing one of my favorite blue shirts today. I've got two or three that are this color. And it's kind of a sky blue. And I've got my blue shorts on, which is sort of a dark blue, but they're getting kind of faded. I've got my white socks on, my black shoes on, and I've got my regular sort of tan-colored hair covering on. So who do I look like? That's right. Finn the Human from Adventure Time. I am pretty sure that whoever invented that show, I think it was Pendleton Ward, I think they ripped off that look that... Ooh, what's this? More mushrooms. They ripped off Finn's look from me. It's like a show about me, except as a cartoon. Because Finn's got the awesome hat, and he's got the black shoes and the white shirt, or the white socks, and he's got the white awesome hat that covers up his extraordinarily long and amazing hair. Oh, these are lovely mushrooms. What's running through the forest over there? And so, I'm wondering, do they owe me money for using my image? Probably not. How do I turn the flash off? Here we go. Taking pictures of mushrooms, baby. Oh, yeah. I don't know if these pictures are going to turn out with a damn. But being as this is what I do, I'm going to sit here and try to get a good picture. I don't know what kind of mushrooms these are. They're neat. And of course, when I turn the flash on, then it doesn't go. Okay, whatever. And you know what's weird? Just that amount of squatting down made me break into a sweat, because I had to tense up some muscles And as soon as you tense up some muscles, you convert adenosine triphosphate to adenosine diphosphate. And in doing so, you get to wash it out with cholinesterase. So I've got a nice surge of choline-based whatever surging through my body. And being as I am cholinergic, pretty much meaning allergic to choline, I am now breaking out in allergy symptoms. Now there's some nice auricularia auriculum over there, but we're not going to check it out. What am I even doing here? I don't know. I'm turning around. I'm leaving. It's, you know, pretty much way too hot for me to be out here. And it's really not that hot. It's just too humid. We got the heat index going today. And you know how much I hate heat index. Alright, so should I, you know, there's a big part of me that wants to go look for animals, but there's also the part of me that is interested in self-preservation, strangely enough. So now you're thinking, but Tobe, you're not a self-preserved type of person, are you? No, I'm more of a self-destructive kind of person. But only by choice. And I refuse to choose to let the sun and its ally, evil humidity, to get on top of me. So we're walking. I'm walking back the way we came. And I can feel the sting all over me. Feels like I'm being bitten by mosquitoes all over my back or and on my arms and on my wrist. And eventually that'll start to feel like bee stings, and then eventually I'll start running around screaming my head off. So let's try to avoid that today, shall we? I don't know what we're gonna do as an excuse for a show. I do need to go to the store at some point in time today. But I don't think I'm gonna do that while recording. And I don't see any of my forest pals. Well, we did see a marmot. We saw a marmot as soon as we got out of the car. Which is, of course, awesome. And so, technically speaking, we've met our dude's quota for the day. Got to go out and see at least one kind dude every single day. And so I guess we're okay to leave. I don't feel bad. Which way do I want to go out? Probably this way. This is the most direct route. We'll have to go over a different bridge. A bridge that we know that Mati's like to live under. So we'll approach this bridge quietly and look for some Matis. Oh, I don't see any. Alright, maybe he's hiding on the other side. Maybe he's on his log. He's not on his log. Let's see, any Matis over here? I don't see any Matis over here. So we're gonna keep on moving. Did it rain last night? It tried to rain. I think most of the rain just went a little bit south of us. And I think they're talking today about a little bit of rain. Oh my god. Well, I've hit the direct sun. And it has immediately started to hurt. Yeah. This is not good. And as I walk up here, guess whose car this is sitting right here. It looks like ukulele guy's car. And then here's a person with a sticker on the back of their car that says 10K. I should get one that says 14K. There's a lawnmower starting up. It's lawn mowing day, and I'm back to my car. Let's get out of here in 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back. Yeah, hello. Back in the magic studio. Oh, and what are we going to do today? I've got nothing. Again. Oh, I don't think I can do this today. Let's listen to something else. Do you know how to make tea? You don't? Why not? Didn't they teach you how to make it in kiddie school? No, they didn't. You should get a refund. Do you think kiddie school ripped you off because they didn't teach you how to make tea? And welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and this is a non-radio, whether you like it or not. So I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking, ugh, where am I going with this? I have no idea. In fact, it might be better if we just go up and get in the bathtub right now, because I'm getting a little weak. So let's grab some of this stuff. And let's go upstairs, kids. I'm kind of bored down here. So we'll open up the door here. Close the door behind us, so the kitty doesn't get into the room with all the expensive wires, because kitties like to chew on wires, and I can't afford that. So I'm making my way up the stairs here, open the bathroom door, and here we are in the lovely upstairs bathroom with all of its horribly ugly yellow tile. If I knew how to tile things, I might read tile. I've never tiled anything in my life. I wouldn't even know how to go about doing it. Well, other than, you know, the part where you go to the tile store and actually buy some tile. I think I can wrap my head around that part of it. It doesn't seem too complicated. All right, let's get that water flowing. I need to have some hot water on my back. Speaking of hot water, I did not bring my tea up here with me. Is that a good idea? Or is that a bad idea? I don't really know. And to make it weirder, I just pretty much latched the door. I don't think the cat can get in here if she wants to. And she's going to want to here in about another 1 minute. A couple of minutes ago, I stood up and I stretched. And, oh, I think I stretched too far in one direction, which was vaguely to the left. It was counterclockwise. Oh, and I think I pulled a muscle in my back. Oh, and it's starting to do all that weird crampy business. It's somewhat painful. And so I'm hoping that getting into the bathtub full of hot water will help relax my muscles and make the pain go away. It's like really strangely hot in here right now. And not just because of the hot water, but just, you know, the furnace is on. It's a little room, it heats up easily, and it's a little bit warm in here. And I would close the vent, the heating vent, but the little lever that controls the louvers broke off, and so you can't control it. And so what does this mean? It means I'm probably going to have to buy another vent thingy that works and install it.
just so I can regulate the temperature in the bathroom, even though it's not that big of a deal. However, my girlfriend complains that it's always too cold in the house, especially in the master bedroom, and I think that if I could close the vent in here, it would force more more hot air into the bedroom, and it would therefore be warmer. Okay, I think it's time to get into this bath. I have planned my entrance vector.
Oh yeah, here we go. And we might as well start turning off the water while we're at it. Oh yeah. Hooray, it's bath time again for my back, because I like to take a bath. Ugh. Oh. Ow. I'll see if I can lean back. Oh yeah, okay. No problem. I managed to survive getting into the bathtub once again. Whew. And if I can get out, well, then we'll be batting 1,000. Oh, you know what I was doing last night? I was playing Channel Roulette. Channel Roulette is a game that you can play with your TV and your remote control. And what you do is you press mute on your remote control so that your television does not make any sound. Then you put your finger or thumb on the up or down channel changing button. It doesn't matter, just pick one. And you hold it down so that the TV just starts changing channels nonstop. And then you close your eyes. Or you can actually do these things in any order, but you know, depending on how coordinated you are, you might want to look at the remote control before you start pressing buttons. So what you do is you close your eyes, you start changing channels, and you wait a random amount of time, and then you stop changing channels, then you open your eyes, and you see what television show is on. And anyway, I was doing this last night, and somehow magically, I managed to stop on channel 1265 on my TV, which I think is the highest numbered channel that actually airs anything. It's kind of like rolling a natural 20, if you know what that means, on a D20. And guess what show was on? That's right, House. You know, he's some kind of doctor and he yells at some other kind of doctors, and then somebody almost dies. And then in the last 4 minutes of the show, they magically get to live. You know the show. The best part of the show is the guy who is House, and his name is Hugh Laurie. And he's actually a really famous British comedian slash actor. And his like main partner is a guy named Stephen Fry, or at least in the past. Fry and Laurie were quite the comedic duo of their time. And you know, watch an old episode of The Young Ones entitled Bambi, and you can get to see Hugh Laurie as Lord Snot, etc., etc. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, or actually I was sitting down, actually I was sort of laying on the floor watching House, and I started thinking about Stephen Fry. And then I realized, you know, I've seen like 6 episodes of House, but I've never seen Stephen Fry. How can you have an episode of House without Stephen Fry? And now I'm wondering if Stephen Fry ever made any guest appearances on House. And I thought, okay, well, I guess I'll watch every single episode of House to see if I ever see Stephen Fry. But then I realized, wait, this is the 21st century. That's going to be on the internet somewhere, probably on Wikipedia, probably under Wikipedia list of guest stars on House. So maybe I'll look that up as soon as I'm near a computer again. I don't actually have a computer in my bathroom, even though 20 years ago when I said, oh, whenever I get a house, I'm gonna wire every room for MIDI and Ethernet. And well, I haven't done that.
Only because if I really needed everything in every room, I would just use Wi-Fi. And it turns out that I don't need MIDI quite as much as I used to. Although, I'm still really tempted. Get some MIDI wall plates. Start running MIDI cables through the walls. That's an idea. You know, and another thing about house. It's a weird show in that it's not funny. Hugh Laurie is a very funny guy, and that is a very unfunny show. He's just rude to people. It's sort of hard to watch, in a way, for me. I mean, I suppose if you've never seen Hugh Laurie before, but, you know, it'd be kind of like, oh, who's a huge comedian right now? Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias. It would be like if you made Gabriel Iglesias a doctor in a doctor TV show and he was just angry all the time. You wouldn't watch that. You wouldn't watch Fluffy be mad at people. That's not what Fluffy's up to. I mean, come on. You know, speaking of which, I think I saw that he's coming here to town. Gabriel Iglesias. I think he's going to play the Orpheum downtown, or maybe, I don't remember. Seems like I saw an ad. I wonder if I should go to that, or if I should just save my money for Monster Jam. I know that all six of my loyal listeners out there are dying for me to go to Monster Jam just so they can hear Dubious Goals Committee on location from Monster Jam. That might be fun. Let's get some hot water going here. Yeah. You know the worst part of Monster Jam is? During the show, and I mean the TV show, of course all the commercials are for Monster Jam related products. So if you want to buy a radio control model of your favorite Monster Jam monster truck, you can do that. Or if you just want your basic little Hot Wheels monster trucks, you can buy those too. And I haven't really decided who my favorite Monster Jam participant is. I guess it would probably have to be one of the animal ones, I guess, like Monster Mutt, Junkyard Dog. But if somebody would make a Hello Kitty one, then I'd really be into it, obviously. You know, it seems to me like the marketing or licensing department of Sanrio, the company that makes Hello Kitty, has been kind of slacking. I mean, they're missing some key and very obvious marketing opportunities when it comes to Monster Jam. Maybe I should just call them up and tell them what's going on. Anyway, it's about that time again, kids. Even though I'm in my bathroom, sitting right here in the bathtub, playing Splashy Splashy, I can still tell that it's almost 2000 hours UTC. And that means that this show is coming to an end. That means that I have to adjourn this meeting. So unless I hear any objections, we'll do that. And hearing no objections, I hereby call this meeting adjourned. Be sure to stay tuned for some sound show starring Barnacle. He'll have a genre mix and discussion for you. But I'm going to stay here in the bathtub for a few more minutes. So I'll catch you later. Okay. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...